Welcome to a Laugh Track podcast. I would be your host, Matt Smith, and joining me on the line today is Australian comedian Judith Lucy. Judith, thanks for your time.
My absolute pleasure, Matt. Now I know that it's an audio interview, I'll try and actually sound sincere.
Well, it's also a podcast, so you can swear as much as you want.
Oh, that's always good news.
So you're here, of course, today to talk about your show, Judith Lucy's Spiritual Journey, which is on the ABC, starts July 27th at 9:30 p.m.
That's exactly right.
What was it that took you on this spiritual journey of yours?
What makes me do anything in my career, Matt? Cash. Let's face it, I'd never leave the house. I'd never do anything. I'd never do any shows. I'd never write a book if I just didn't have to make money. And really, the only thing I can do, the only skill I have apart from comedy, and hey, I know some people would question that, is I make a mean sandwich. So that was the only job I ever had, really, apart from being a stand-up comedian. And I'll be frank with you, at 43, I don't know if I can go back to it.
Go back to stand-up comedy?
Oh, no, go back to being a sandwich hand.
Oh, okay. Were you a sandwich hand, were you?
Yeah, absolutely. I tell you what, the things I could do with a chicken schnitzel would make your head spin, Matt.
That explains maybe why you contemplated worshipping sausages in your show. But
no, that's just an obsession with deli goods that I have. I worked in a lot of gourmet delis as a kid. In fact, the first job I ever had was at a place called Pretzel Pantry.
I would have the problem of maybe eating too many pretzels. I wouldn't be good at that sort of place.
Well, who knows? Maybe it could lead to enlightenment. See what I did there?
I did. Nice segue. So what made you explore spirituality as opposed to sandwiches?
I felt that there was more money in it, and it seemed unlikely that I would get a trip to India by exploring sandwiches. Although, you know, I am trying to come up with an idea for a second series, so maybe that's the way I'll go. Look, Matt, to be honest with you, if you've ever seen any of my shows or read my book or done anything like that, you'll know that I am incredibly one-dimensional. I guess I mean that whatever I'm thinking or whatever I'm angry about or whatever is going on in my life, that's basically what I'll then turn into a show or a book or, in this case, a television series. And over the last few years, and no one's more surprised than me, I have become increasingly interested in the point of living. And I guess, like many of us, I'm trying to work out why on earth I bother getting out of bed in the morning. So I figured, you know, if I'm interested in it, I'm sure a lot of people are, let's look at the success of Eat, Pray, Love. And I thought, surely you can look at this topic of spirituality. And I hasten to add that I do loathe that word. But surely that there's a way of tackling that topic with some humour.
Did you have a very spiritual background?
Thanks, Matt. Why not just say Catholicism, ... I certainly wouldn't describe my upbringing as particularly spiritual because I was brought up Catholic. Fucked might be a more appropriate word. I had a very Catholic upbringing, Irish Catholic parents, went to a Catholic school for 12 years and really swallowed the whole thing. Quite blindly for about 17 years until I started doing theatre arts at university and naturally became a wanker and walked away from the whole thing. And then was just a complete atheist for a long time, wasn't interested in anything remotely spiritual or religious. And then, as is the case with many people, I only really started thinking about all this stuff again when tragedy struck and my parents died within 10 months of each other. And then I dealt with that incredibly maturely. I basically dealt with the death of my parents by, drinking myself a new asshole. And as fun as that was, as fun as throwing up on myself in taxis was, and as attractive as it was, I thought, I possibly can't keep this up forever. And I basically just wanted to get a bit healthier, and I thought, oh, look, I've got to do something. So I started to do yoga. And yes, pardon me if that has made you throw up. Very slowly, I kind of got interested in the philosophy behind yoga, and that just made me a lot more interested in the whole why are we here business.
Doesn't yoga have a lot to do with healthy living, though?
Yeah, why do you say that? Are you suggesting that my... Well, that's my point, Matt. I wasn't living in a very healthy way.
Okay.
So that's why I tried to, Well, it was either start going to the gym or... Yeah, I basically couldn't keep drinking the way I was drinking, Matt. So I was trying to, make my lifestyle a little healthier, which is why I decided to, embrace yoga. It could have been squash, and then, we would have wound up with a very different television program than the one I've made.
Did you find yourself becoming more open-minded and learning as you did the show?
Well, I mean, I guess I can say that yoga kind of has made me a little bit more open-minded because I got interested in the spiritual side of yoga and started reading a lot more books, some of which were great, some of which were just appalling. I guess it just made me more open about the whole area, which meant that, you know, I was interested enough to make a show about it. So, to be honest with you, I kind of had to be pretty open going into the show. Do you know what I mean? Like, one of the things we did was I went to Byron Bay and tried everything from tantric massage to gong therapy to, actually this wasn't in Byron Bay, but rebirthing. And, you know, I met a lovely woman called Pauline. She's the woman that I did the rebirthing with. And Matt, Pauline actually believes that we're not going to die. That Pauline's not going to die because she's into rebirthing. I asked a lot of the people that I talked to in the show what they thought was going to happen when we died, and Pauline simply told me she had no interest because she was never going to find out. It's interesting, and she's really swimming against the tide there, and I take my hat off to her. She's a lovely woman. So I guess what I'm trying to say is I had to go into the whole show being pretty open to what other people believed, because I certainly didn't want to take the piss out of anyone other than myself.
Mm. I imagine that would have been very challenging as well then, to some extent.
Look, I will tell you that there were a couple of times when, I'm not saying Pauline was one of them, but there were a couple of times when I encountered people and when they were telling me what they believed, I came so close to laughing that I would actually have to picture my dead father in his coffin to stop me from doing that. That did happen once or twice, but on the whole, it wasn't too bad because, I mean, obviously people are talking about, you know, what they believe in and what they have faith in, and it is a very personal topic, and most people were actually incredibly open and honest, and even if I didn't believe what they believed in or I thought it was a bit crazy, they were still really sincere, decent people, so mostly it was very easy just to sit back and listen. And most of the people I met, I was really impressed by.
Now that you've come through the show, what do you believe in?
Well, clearly you'll have to tune in to find out, Matt. But, you know,
I didn't think I'd sneak that past you.
No, I'm afraid not. Well, I am. I'm Amish now, actually, Matt. So I'm just making the most of technology while I still can, because after the show's screened, well, I'll just be taking myself off to a little cloistered community and that'll be the end of that. So this is really my swan song.
How much of your background did you want to reveal? Because I found that this show was a very personal kind of thing for you as well.
Matt, I've basically been exploiting my personal life for 20-odd years. You know, I've talked about having sex with a male prostitute on stage. So I guess what I'm saying is that I have no boundaries. And, it is pretty personal, but pretty much everything I do is quite personal because I simply lack imagination. So I've only really got my own story to go with.
Just so for the mental image, so just so that we've got it correct here, when you talked about having sex with a male prostitute on stage, you weren't on stage having sex with a male prostitute.
You know, I was trying to think, what on earth can I do for my next one-woman show? And I think you just solved that problem.
Okay.
No, I didn't actually have sex with a male prostitute on stage, but I certainly talked about it on stage.
Okay. Judith Lucy's spiritual journey will be on Wednesday the 27th of July for 6 weeks, 9:30 p.m. on ABC One. Judith Lucy, thanks for your time today.
Thanks very much, Matt. In conclusion, I would like to say that think of the show as a kind of compass with love.
Yes. Good way to describe it then.
Well, you know, I'm just trying to go out with something punchy.